Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. Okay, before I switch gears and go to something a little bit more lighthearted to end the program with, I got an email about the rules of engagement. Remember, I said that the rules are that we cannot open fire on the enemy until we are fired upon, which I believe the Latin term for that is asinine. I got an email said that the rules of engagement are actually worse than that, and a lot of the times when they are fired upon, the soldiers have to call and get permission to fire. What? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And then they're not allowed to engage the enemy until they get that permission. And you know why? Because there are some politicians that started this thing that maybe the soldiers that are engaged in war are actually guilty of war crimes. God, it frustrates me. All right, let's put that to bed before I blow a gasket out of my left eye. Phillips, we're going to take your call, and I'm going to switch gears. We're going to talk about Corvettes if we have time. Mary, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just feel that I agree totally with what you said about the rules of engagement.
Yes.
And that that needs to change, because it's just kind of ridiculous that you have to fight fire with fire. And I think I don't think a lot of Americans realize what they're dealing with. And I think we all kind of need to wake up and, you know, realize that these people, their goal is just to destroy anyone that doesn't believe in what they believe.
It is time for us to stop. Realize how serious it is. That is absolutely correct, and thank you for calling in. It is time for us to stop fighting a war with harsh words and a stern look. It is time to allow our special forces, who have taken great pains and great pride in becoming the best that they can be, to go do what we have spent millions of dollars training them to do. All right, like I said, we're going to lighten it up. Breathe in. Cars. The new Corvette, the 2015 Corvette. Buddy of mine, years and years ago, got a gig as a valet parking attendant for a private club restaurant. He loved it. He got to drive some really cool cars, granted, only a few blocks at the best, maybe around the corner and park them, but he got to be inside some of these really cool cars. Worked his way up to where he was in charge of the valet circumstance. One day he got in trouble because one of his underlings got into a Porsche 911 and decided to find out just exactly if that car could drift through the parking lot. Well, the individual that abused the car, or should I say maybe put it through its paces the way it should be driven. Anyway, that individual was fired. There was a lawsuit that came, but they couldn't prove what damage had been done to the car. They couldn't prove that the valet did anything, and it wasn't that the driver had done it. That has now come to an end with the automated systems for the 2015 Corvette. It now comes with, when you switch on the valet mode, the valet mode will record everything that happens in the car. It records high definition video, audio, and driving data from the vehicle. So when the owner comes back from his lovely little dinner, he can check out if the valet was testing the 3.8 second 0 to 60 time. He can look at engine speed, engine RPM, which gears have been used, the highest level of G-force incurred on any joyride through the parking garage. Harlan Charles, who is the Corvette product manager, says, think of it as a baby monitor for your car. So what do you think, good or bad? In my circumstances, think, yeah, that's great. That's cool. Okay, I can know that my car was well taken care of. If you saw any of the news recently, Jerry Seinfeld had a hissy fit when a woman came really close to his $500,000 rare Porsche in New York City. Okay, so you drop a lot of money on a car. I can understand. But here's the thing I got to pose to you as we leave. What if it's not just you that can see the information? What if it's your insurance company? All right, with that, I'm taking off. It's been very, very fun. Thank you for letting me sit in for Jerry Bader. I'm Seth Mila. Go check out my blog at WSAU.com and check me out on Facebook, Seth Mila, WSAU. Have a great rest of your day. Talk to you next week. Take care, everybody. See ya.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to JerryBaderShow.com.